It's my life. Now or never. Hey, it's Jim again with another nugget. Today I want to talk about an approach that you want to adopt in dealing with seniors. It's about asking questions and telling stories. You want to be able to ask questions. And then once you've asked a question, hopefully you get them engaged. And in response, you want to be able to tell a story. So what you don't want to do is just be in front of people and just saying, hey, you know, I know about this and that, and telling them stuff. You want to ask a good question as soon as possible in a face-to-face engagement. So if I'm knocking on the door and a senior answers, what I want to do is make a comment and then tie it together with a question. Once you get a response from them, then you want to tell a story. And the story you want to tell is related to the topic. So here's an example. Let's say as part of your branding, you want to create value as a Prop 13 transfer expert. So you start with a question like this. Did you know that if you qualify, you can transfer your Prop 13 tax base, the actual amount that you pay each year, from one home to another? Have you heard that before? So give them a chance to answer, and whether they say yes or no, you want to go into a story because the story showcases your knowledge and your expertise and helps to build your image as a senior expert, different from all the other agents. It's something like this. And then say, so I have a client, he had a $700,000 home in Yorba Linda, but he only paid $1,200 per year for his property taxes. That's awesome, isn't it? Is that kind of close to what you pay? Well, he thought if I'm moving to a $500,000 house, I'm going to have to pay $5,000 per year in taxes, right? Try to get them to nod or in some way agree with you. When he found out that he could transfer his Prop 13 taxes, only $1,200 per year, from his current home to his new home, well, that opened up his thinking to maybe moving to a smaller single-story house, put a bunch of money in the bank, because he and his wife lived in a two-story home with like five bedrooms, and it was just he and his wife, and his kids haven't been there in like 10 years. Have you or do you know someone that's thought about it that way? So that's the idea, is you ask a question, and then you follow it up with a story. Because what you want to do is you want to get them engaged, and then the story hopefully relates to their specific situation and creates some interest and maybe conversation, and at the very least, helps to brand you. Think about that. Catch you next time.